Protests turned violent in several North Carolina cities over the weekend. The scene was particularly bad in Raleigh, where protesters damaged almost every storefront on Fayetteville Street on Saturday night. Jason DeBruin reports.
Downtown Raleigh buzzed with a different kind of commotion on Sunday morning. The smell of cut plywood filled the air, and business owners and volunteers boarded up frames where windows had been the day before. Not 12 hours earlier, these same streets were a very different scene. Police dressed in riot gear used tear gas to disperse angry crowds that had turned from peaceful to confrontational. Tensions escalated as night fell, and some protesters hurled rocks through windows and looted stores. Those events followed what had been a peaceful protest of about 2,000 people. They had first gathered outside the Wake County Courthouse on Fayetteville Street, and then marched throughout the city. Travion Bryant took part in the protests and was later hit in the leg with an exploding tear gas canister. He says he was protesting because he was tired of being scared every day.
I'm scared to even drive, to be out at a certain time of night, because it's like, I don't want them to say, because I keep all my stuff on me, I don't want to go in my pocket and get shot.
Bryant said that even in Raleigh, by many accounts a progressive southern city, he feels fear as he goes about his daily life.
As a black male, I am scared to like drive by myself, be by myself.
And that's precisely what protesters say drove them into the streets on Saturday. The death of George Floyd was perhaps the catalyst for the timing of these particular events, but it was only the latest in a line of incidents that people of color say proves they are targeted by police. During the cleanup on Sunday morning, some business owners acknowledged what they said was a legitimate reason to protest. Darren Bridger owns the London Bridge Pub on Harget Street. He was disappointed that his windows were smashed and his liquor stolen, but he was able to separate the vandalism from the larger movement.
For me, it's completely unrelated to the idea behind the original protest, you know, and I still support the protest wholeheartedly, but this is something associated but not related, you know.
Of course, that's not to say he was happy about it.
I don't forgive them. But I don't associate it with the original protest at all.
Another downtown business owner, Damon Butler, took an even broader perspective. His creative services company sustained damage as well, but he said that was fixable.
It's tough times right now with Corona and people being out of work, and these are people's livelihoods. But at the same time, the buildings and the materials in them a lot of times can be replaced, but people can't be replaced. I mean, that's 100% true.
Butler said that oppressed minority groups have tried peaceful protests without enough results.
And here you are in a free country and you abide by the rules for so long and so many years, and change comes very, very slowly.
He added that it is the silence of good men and women that allows systemic racism to continue.
It's going to take systematic change and the good cops to enforce their values on those bad cops, you know? It's going to take the good people sticking up their heads and saying, hey, this is not right. This is wrong. Let's make some systematic changes.
Not too far away, Mayor Marianne Baldwin and Police Chief Cassandra Deck Brown held a hastily called press conference. Both appeared shaken, and Chief Deck Brown did most of the talking.
I get what it's like to be black in more ways than many of you will ever imagine or know. What I can't forget either is the history of policing has not always been a polished career. And so we have to recognize the history of policing. And my officers have heard that training. I'm the one who teaches it.
Events over the weekend added to that history and left its mark. On Sunday, Wake County announced that several buildings, including the courthouse and justice center, would remain closed after suffering significant damage. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.